们下午有讨论会，要讨论真耶稣教会的基本信仰。
This afternoon, we shall, as usual, hold our discussion session on the major doctrines of our church.
那今天下午要讨论有关于教会的事情。
And the topic for this afternoon discussion is the church.
好，所以今天早上跟大家来查考一些有关这一方面的道理。
Therefore, this morning, we'd like to dwell upon the same subject for our discussion.
真教会与真信徒。
The message this morning is the true church and the true believers.
有人说是耶稣救人，不是教会救人。
A lot of people say that it is Jesus Christ who saves people, not the church.
所以我们要信耶稣，不是要信教会。
Therefore, it is only necessary to believe in Jesus Christ, not in any particular church.
因此，我们得救。跟我们对主耶稣的信心有关，跟你加入什么教会没有关。
A lot of people would claim that it only matters that whether or not you believe in Jesus Christ for salvation, not which denomination you would join.
在这种的观念之下，产生两种现象。
With this presumption, there are two possible things could happen.
一种就是不加入教会。
One is that some people choose not to be a member of any denomination.
只是礼拜天看电视。在听正道，然后做礼，在家里做礼拜。
They would watch the TV evangelist on Sundays and worship at home.
那如果有感动，就奉献了钱。
If they are somehow touched, they would then make an offering.
那第二种现象就是每个教会都一样。
And another thing could happen is that people regard that all the denominations are the same.
好像每个超级市场都有它的特点。
Very much like different supermarkets.Each one may have a little characteristic.
所以我们根据自己不同的需要，可以到不同的市场去买菜。
All one needs to do is to go to different markets for different needs.
所以根据不同的需要，我们可以到不同的教会去查考。
So with different personal needs, you can go to different churches to receive the things you want.
有的教会重神迹，有的教会重真理。
Some denominations put emphasis on miracles, and some others dwell upon the truth.
我们信耶稣最重要目的是得救。
The most important objective for believing Jesus Christ is to be saved.
当然得救是要靠耶稣。
Of course, this cannot be received unless we rely upon Jesus.
但是耶稣救我们是借着教会。
But Jesus provides his salvation through the church.
教会并不是指的建筑物。
And the church refers not to the physical building.
建筑物是会堂。
The architecture itself is only a piece of physical entity.
这个会堂不能够称作耶稣的身体。
This building is not the body of Christ.
教会是坐在会堂里面的这些信徒的集合团体。
But rather, a church is really a congregation of all the members who are here.
它是主耶稣的宝血所洁净的。
They are cleansed.By the precious blood of Jesus.
这个团体跟主耶稣的关系就好像身体跟头一样。
And the relationship between this congregation and Jesus is very much like the body and the head.
耶稣是头，教会是身体。
Our Jesus Christ is the head, and the church is the body.
所以教会跟耶稣是不能够分开的。
The church, therefore, is inseparable from our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们这样了解教会。
If this is how we understand the church,
我们就知道教会跟得救是不能分开的。
We then realize necessarily that the church is inseparable from the grace of salvation.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那如果每一个信徒加入一个真正的教会，主耶稣所认定的教会，就是加入真正他的身体。
If a member joins the congregation or the true body of Christ,He becomes a true believer.
所以得救跟教会是有绝对的关系。
Salvation, therefore, is dependent upon the church you choose.
现在有很多人选择教会有各种不同的标准。
People have different criteria to select a church to attend.
有的人以距离的远近做决定的标准。
Some may simply take the distance of the church from his house as his sole criteria.
我搬到这个社区，我就加入这个社区，就比较近。
It is much closer, so you choose on the basis of proximity of the church to your house.
有的是以自己的喜好来做决定。
And some others may simply use their own personal likeness as a criterion.
有的教会传道人很有口才。
They may certain preach eloquently in a certain church.
我就加入那个教会。
Therefore, they join that particular church.
好像 Garden Grove 有一个最大的啊玻璃水晶会堂。
In Garden Grove, we have a crystal cathedral.
啊，这个会堂建得很漂亮。
It is certainly a very impressive, magnificent building.
啊，它里面的传道人是不讲神的。
And the evangelist does not talk about God.
他是讲圣经里面积极思想。
And he dwells upon the so-called progressive, aggressive kind of thought in the Bible.
啊，结果好多人被吸引了。
A lot of people are attracted to that church.
现在变成全世界有名了。
So this Crystal Cathedral is now one of the best known in the world.
那在我们这个 Anaheim 这个地区啊，还有一个很出名的教会。
There's another very quite well-known church in Anaheim area.
就是灵恩运动第三波的发源地。
This is the beginning or the springhead of the third waves of spiritual movement.
现在全世界都受到这个运动的影响。
And this movement has created repercussions internationally.
啊，这个传道人有恩赐，能够让人得到所谓的圣灵。
And this evangelist is certainly gifted, and he is able to cause the receipt of Holy Spirit, the spirit of the members.
所以很多人就慕名而来，加入这个教会。
A lot of people then come to join this church because of his fame.
那也有一些年轻人以教会的活动来做选择的标准。
There are a lot of young people who choose churches on the basis of the activities they sponsor.
啊，现在特别在教会里面，啊，如果没有办很多的活动啊，一般教会很难吸引的。
If a church, a certain church, does not sponsor a lot of exciting activities, it is very difficult to attract young people.
所以普遍的教会都办很多的活动。
Generally speaking, churches everywhere sponsor various kinds of activities.
让人去到教会觉得很有趣。
So that people would find the church quite interesting.
啊，就不会无聊。
So they would not feel so boring at the church.
在达拉斯有一个牧师。
There's a preacher in Dallas.
啊，他在建设教会之前。
Before he established a church there,
他先做民意调查，什么样的教会人最愿意去？
And he first conducted a poll to find out what kind of church proves to be most attractive to people.
结果他建设一间教会，现在证明非常成功。
And he has now a church which he leads quite successfully.
那也是根据他所调查的结果。
Because the church was built on the basis of the results of the poll.
第一点，讲道不能太长。
First of all, the sermon should not be too long.
所以他讲到不长。
Therefore, his sermons are always very brief and short.
那第二个，要带一点娱乐性质。
And secondly, you have to be somehow recreational.
所以他讲到常常带有一些笑话。
Therefore, he incorporates humors and funny things in his sermons.
不会冷场。
So therefore, there is always excitement.
那第三点。
And thirdly,
不要常常谈奉献。
And don't mention often.
所以他很少谈奉献。
So he rarely mentions the needs for offering.
那第四点。
And fourthly,
这个停车场不要太远。
And the parking lot should not be too far from the chapel.
所以他会堂的四围都是停车场。
Therefore, the church is situated right in the middle of a huge parking lot.
那第五点。
And fifthly,
要有人帮忙照顾小孩。
You must make sure that there are people to help care for their children.
所以小孩子你一带到会堂入口就有人帮你照顾。
So there are babysitters who would care for your youngsters once you arrive at the church.
那第六点。
And sixthly,
这个教会里面有健身房。
And you must have a gym in the church.
所以他们聚完会之后还可以去运动。
So after the service, people can go and work out there.
里面还有一些中午有这个自助餐式的。
And they do serve buffet lunch.
所以人进去的早上十点进去可以磨到下午三四点的出来。
So you can go to the church at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay there till perhaps 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那现在这个教会好多人参加。
This church is now very well attended. It's a huge flock.
所以选择教会有各种不同的方法跟原则。
So there are various criteria we can apply in our selection of a church.
但是如果我们确定教会是为了让我们最重要的目的是要为了让我们得救。
But if we are convinced that the attending the church has its primary goal to receive salvation.
那我们就要先确定这个教会里面是不是有让一个人得救的必要条件。
We must first of all examine whether or not the church possesses all the prerequisites for salvation.
那这个教会才能够成为真的教会。
If this church possesses all the prerequisites, then this church is a true one.
耶稣曾经在约翰福音里面说。
Our Lord Jesus Christ once remarked in the book of John.
请看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John, please.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
十四章的第六节
Chapter 14, verse 6 of the book of John.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去耶稣说如果没有借着我没有人能够到父那里去
And Jesus said very clearly, No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
所以天下人间只有一条路能够引导我们回到天父那里
There is therefore only one way through which we can be led to the Heavenly Father
虽然宗教有很多
There are various forms of religions
虽然教主有很多
There are many founders of religions
但是只有一条路就是借着耶稣才能够回到天父那里
But there is only one path through which we can reach the Heavenly Father That is our Lord Jesus Christ
那第六节耶稣就说我是
Verse 6
道路真理生命
I am the way, the truth, and the life, as Jesus said.
所以这一条道路就是从地上通往天国的道路。
Therefore, this path is the one which connects the earth to the heaven.
那耶稣就是这一条道路。
And Jesus is the path.
那这条道路怎么造成的
And how was this way constructed?
就是借着真理。
It is constructed on the basis of the truth.
那找到这个道路，人才可以得到生命。
Once you found this way, the true way, you will then obtain life.
可见一个人要回到父那里去，跟真理有关。
Therefore, in order to return to the Heavenly Father, you have to find the truth.
所以一个教会要让人得救，这个教会必须要有真理。
Therefore, in order to provide the grace of salvation, the church must first of all possess the truth.
所谓真理就是神的话。
And the truth is so defined as the words of God.
也就是圣经的教训。
Or the teachings, instructions in the Bible.
那也就是完全根据圣经来传的。
Or the truth preached, based upon nothing but the Bible.
但是我们知道每个教会都认为他们是根据圣经来传的。
But as we know well, that each denomination claims the same, that they are preaching based upon the Bible.
我们绝对不会听到一个教会很少，可能没有啊，一个教会的牧师说我传只有50%。
I don't think we can find a preacher who would acknowledge that he only preached based upon half of the Bible.
大家都觉得我们是完全遵照圣经。
Everyone thinks that they are preaching on the basis of the Bible, 100%.
那我们比较起来，教会里面所传的道理可以分作两种。
Now, if you compare the truths preached by different churches, we can perhaps categorize them into two.
一种是灵修的道理。
One pertains to spiritual truth.
就是教导我们怎样有爱心、圣洁、谦卑。
This kind of truth teaches us how to love and how to be humble and how to be godly.
这大部分的教会都是一样。
And I suppose most churches do the same.
但是另外一种叫做得救的要道。
But another aspect is the truth leading to great salvation.
就是跟一个人得救有关的。
That pertains directly to our salvation.
那这常常是一个教会建立的基础。
And quite often, this serves as the foundation of any church.
所以称作教义。
Therefore, it is called the basic doctrine.
那每一个教会都不太一样。
And this varies from church to church.
所以我们要认为一个教会是不是有真理，就要看它的根基它的教义是不是真的扎在圣经的教义上。
In order to discern whether the church really does have the truth or not, we really have to examine the basic doctrines preached by the church.
为什么我们知道旧约圣经是可信的？
And how can we be so sure that the Old Testament is believable?
一个最重要的原因。
The most important reason is this.
是因为耶稣引用过旧约圣经。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ quoted the old scriptures.
耶稣就是神。
And Jesus is God.
所以既然他引用旧约圣经，所以旧约圣经就有它的权威性。
If Jesus quoted the old scriptures, we know that the Old Testament therefore is authoritative.
那为什么我们相信现在新约圣经是可相信的
？And why do we believe that the New Testament is also believable?
因为我们遵照新约圣经的教训去做。
Because we follow, if we follow the teachings in the Old Testament,
结果我们祷告就得到圣灵。
And then we pray, then we know we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
因为真理跟圣灵两个是合在一起的。
Because the truth and the Holy Spirit are two in one.
有真理的地方一定要有圣灵。
Wherever there is truth, there must be the presence of the Holy Spirit.
因为真理是一种属灵的奥秘。
The truth is a spiritual mystery.
有圣灵的开启，我们才会明白。
Only with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can attempt to understand.
所以我们现在祷告得到圣灵。
As we pray and receive the Holy Spirit,
我们就可以证明新约圣经是可信的。
We can then prove that all the New Testament is indeed believable.
这是真理。
This is the truth.
所以为什么我们知道我们教会传的是完全跟圣经一样？
And how can we be so sure that we preach perfect the gospel?
因为我们有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第十章记载哥尼流彼得到哥尼流家来访问。
In chapter 10, the book of the Acts, we find the episode where Peter visited Cornelius.
那彼得正在讲道。
As Peter was in the process of preaching,
圣灵就降临在一切听到的人身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon all those who were there.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let us turn to the Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Chapter 10, the Acts.
44节。
Chapter 10, verse 44.
所以说彼得还说这个话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到人的身上。45节。
Verse 45.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的人，见圣灵的恩赐也浇灌在外邦人身上，就稀奇。46节。
46.
因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。47节。
47.
于是彼得说，这些人既然受圣灵与我们一样，谁能够禁止用水给他们施洗呢？48节。
And 48.
于是就奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。啊，哥尼流是外邦人。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
所以这第一次要传给哥尼流，这是一个很大的突破。
So it was quite a major breakthrough to preach the gospel to Cornelius.
连彼得也不太敢做。
Even Peter was a little bit hesitant.
所以他要去以前，他祷告。
Prior to his departure, he had prayed.
他看到异象。
And he prayed and received the vision.
天上掉下这个不洁净的动物，叫他宰来吃。
And he was asked to eat the defiled animal.
所以外邦人虽然在神看起来是不洁净的。
So even though Gentiles may be viewed as defiled by Gentiles,
但是耶稣也是要拯救他。
But Jesus has an intention to save them all also.
彼得到了哥尼流家。
When Peter arrived at the house of Cornelius,
他正在讲道。
As he was speaking,
圣灵就降下来。
The Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word.
这个证明他讲的是真理。
So this proves that he was preaching the truth.
所以圣灵就降下来。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
因此后来彼得就给他们洗礼。
Peter therefore proceeded to perform baptism for all.
所以今天要相信耶稣比较简单，但是要相信教会是一个真的教会不简单。
It is easy today to believe in Jesus Christ. It is difficult, nevertheless, to choose the true church.
啊，为什么我们相信真耶稣教会是一个真的教会？
And how can we be so sure that the true Jesus Church is the true church?
第一个，因为我们所传的是照圣经的道理来。
First of all, whatever we preach is based perfectly upon the Bible.
第二点。
Secondly,
因为有圣灵的证明降临。
There is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
来证明这个真理是从神来的。
It proves that the truth comes directly from God.
那么这个有圣灵降临的教会现在实在很难找。
And there are very, very few churches which can claim to have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
大部分的教会照圣经来看都是没有圣灵。
According to the Bible, most churches do not have the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵，就证明他们所传的道理是部分的，不是完全的。
And this will further prove that their truth, the truth they are preaching, is maybe partial truth, not the complete truth.
所以这个真理的圣灵啊，就没有办法降临下来。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit of the truth is not present in those churches.
那教会既然是耶稣的身体
，If we know now the church is the body of Christ,
所以这个教会应该有能力。
We then know that the church should have power.
现在有一部分基督徒啊反对神迹。
A lot of Christians today are opposing the so-called miracles.
觉得神迹已经过时了。
And they believe that the miracles belong to the ancient times.
但是我们看保罗本身。
But if we look at Paul,
他道理懂得很多。
And he knew the truth well.
他写了14卷的新约圣经。
And he personally composed 14 books in the New Testament.
保罗没有否定神迹的重要。
And Paul never once rejected the importance of the miracle.
他说我以神迹来证明我是使徒。
And further he said, that I prove that I am a disciple through the miracles.
我以神迹奇事使外邦人顺服。
Because of the presence of miracles, the non-believers can opt to believe.
所以这个教会应该有能力的一个证明，就是有神迹奇事。
The church, therefore, a true church must have the true power, which has the proven evidence of the Holy Spirit.
因此，我们要找一个教会啊，有神的能力，完全照圣经来传，而且有圣灵的降临。啊，这个教会就是一个真的教会。
So if we look for a church which possesses the power of the Holy Spirit, the truth, and the Bible as the foundation of the church, we know this church is true.
那根据这个三个条件
，Now based upon ourselves on these three prerequisites,
我们就知道啊，真耶稣教会是一个真的教会。
We know that the true Jesus Church is indeed true.
啊，并不是因为他的教会名称前面有一个真，所以他是真教会。
It is not because the name contains the word true, so it is so believed.
乃是因为他具有真教会所需要一个三个重要的条件。
But rather, we believe so because it possesses all these three important prerequisites.
所以我们在真教会信主，就真的加入耶稣真正的身体。
As a member of the true Jesus Church, we are really indeed a member of the true body of Christ.
我们的得救就有把握。
And we are sure to receive salvation.
我们信主就有真的盼望。
And we have a vivid hope for our belief.
那现在问题就是说，我们加入真教会以后
，So after we have been baptized into the true church,
要做一个真的信徒。
We must remain a true believer.
有时候我们常常会听人这样讲
，We often hear people say.
这可能是一种讽刺的话。
Maybe it is rather irony.
啊，教会是真的，人是假的。
The church may be true, but the members are false.
当然这个话也是对的。
Of course, this statement is not entirely untrue.
因为没有一个人是完全的。
Because we know that as human beings, we're all fallible.
所以有时候我们会在别人身上看到不完全的地方。
We certainly may be able to discern imperfections on other people.
但是我们需要努力。
But we must strive hard.
让我们的缺点能够越来越少。
So that our imperfections will diminish in number.
使我们在真教会里面能够真的成为一个真的信徒。
So that we can be a true member in the true church.
那主耶稣在谈到做他的门徒，他也提到四个很重要的条件。
When Jesus talked about how to be a disciple of Jesus, he mentioned four prerequisites.
那如果我们能够做到耶稣谈这四个条件呢，这就是一个真正的信徒。
If we're able to fulfill these four requisites as announced by Jesus, we could claim to be a true believer.
但我们仔细查考就发现了，耶稣列的这个四个条件标准相当高。
And we will find out very soon that these four requisites are set rather high in terms of its requirement.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
三十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 31, book of John.
第八章的三十一节。
8:31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”耶稣这样说。
Jesus said,
说你要常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
这个神的道就是真理。
The truth, though, the word of God is the truth.
所以一个人要做真正的门徒啊，真正的信徒，要遵守神的真理。
To be a true believer, we must observe the truth.
也就是要以圣经的教训原则来做我们生活的最高准则。
We must adopt the highest standards in the Bible as our the standards of our life.
这个讲起来简单，做起来不简单。
It may be easy to talk about, but it's rather difficult to fulfill.
我们从几方面来看。
We can examine this from various aspects.
第一点。
First of all,
义跟利如果冲突。
If there is a conflict between righteousness and profit,
我们要怎么办？
What should we do when we're confronted with this situation?
这个是一个很实际的问题。
This is a rather practical situation.
比方说，
For instance,
我现在在做生意。
I'm conducting business now.
我知道圣经讲喝酒不对。
And I know the Bible says it is not good to become drunk.
但是现在最有这个价值的是卖酒。
But what is the most profitable is to sell liquor.
我这样可以做吗？
Should I engage myself in the business of selling liquor?
这个就是一个很大的挑战。
So here we have a dilemma.
又比方说，现在娱乐事业相当的赚钱。
For instance, entertainment in the industry is very profitable.
我们知道跳舞放纵情欲是不好的。
And but on the other hand, we know that to dance and indulge yourself in our desires is no good.
但是我做基督徒，我能够投资五天吗？
But as a Christian, should I invest my money in, for instance, a dance parlor?
很显然，这个投资跟圣经的精神是不对。
Certainly, this kind of investment effort is incompatible with the teachings of the Bible.
所以我们一踏入现实的社会里面
，So once we are confronted with the realities like that,
我们就常常发现，我们所要做的啊，所要得利的方向，跟圣经的原则不一样。
We notice that what is profitable is not necessarily what is in accordance with the truth, the Bible.
那耶稣说，你如果要做真我的门徒。
But Jesus said very clearly, if you want to be my disciple,
你要遵守我的道。
You must continue in my word.
这不只是字面上的意思，还包括这个道的一种原则跟精神。
This is more than just a literal statement, but rather it implies the ultimate criteria of truth.
那如果每一个人用神这个道理的精神跟原则来做事
，If we do and behave according to the spirit and the word of Jesus.
这个社会风气一定会大大的改善。
I'm sure the society would have been very different.
啊，这个社会里面的不良场所会消失。
And there are a lot of maybe sinful places may disappear.
犯罪的机会也会减少。
And there will be a decreased chances for people to commit sin.
就是很多人为着利。
A lot of people are driven by profit.
所以提供了一些场所跟机会给人来放纵。
They therefore provide all these places for people to indulge themselves.
那这就不是基督徒的精神。
And this is in contradiction with the spirit of a Christian.
第二点。
And secondly,
先看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十九节。
Chapter 3 verse 19.
光来到世间。世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的就在此。二十节，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节，但行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。这里讲说行真理的必要来救光。
In verse 21 it says, but he that does truth comes to the light.
这个光就是指的主耶稣。
The light is our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个真的行真理的才能够靠近神。
A person who does truth is able to draw himself closer to God.
但是很多人不愿意救光。
But a lot of people refuse to come to the light.
因为他的行为是恶的。
Because they conduct evil.
所以这个光会显露他的罪恶出来。
Because light will reveal all their evilness.
因此当一个人开始在遵照道理在做。
So if a person follows the truth,
他就近光。
And he draws himself to the light.
他很多的朋友，坏的朋友全部都会跑掉。
And he would then depart, all the friends who have negative influence on him.
但是有时候我们为着个人的利益。
But for some personal benefit and profit,
我们在生活当中常常要妥协。
Quite often we accommodate and we negotiate.
使一些活在黑暗的人不会离开我们。
So that people living in darkness would not really leave us.
这样我们才能够继续得到个人的利益。
So we can perhaps receive some personal benefit.
那这个个人的利益不单单是指的钱财。
And these personal benefits, are not confined by monetary gains only.
所以那个人如果要行真理
So if a person does the truth,
常常是指的在世界上会被人拒绝。
Quite often, it could mean that he is often rejected by his fellow colleagues or friends.
那这要很大的决心呢。
And this requires a rather strong determination.
所以这个做一个真的基督徒
To be a true Christian,
有为着真理的原则而牺牲的精神
Must have the spirit of making sacrifices for the sake of the truth.
牺牲钱财
To sacrifice money,
牺牲个人的利益
To sacrifice personal gain,
那这个就是一个真的基督徒
And if you can do that, you are a true believer.
这是不简单的
It is not easy.
但需要有很大的决心。
It requires a rather strong determination.
我们看哥林多前书的十三章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13. Chapter 13 verse 6.
这里说爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
这里给爱下一个定义，是只喜欢真理。
So you only rejoice in the truth. This is the definition of love.
啊，也就是说，爱心有一个规范，就是在真理的范围之内。
So love is defined by the truth.
我们看很多的啊，犯罪其实是在爱的借口之下发生的。
A lot of sins are committed under the pretext of love.
啊，好像说这个淫乱。
Adultery, for instance.
有哪一个淫乱不是因为爱发生的呢
？Adulteries are committed under the pretext of truth, of love.
这已经超过了真理的范围。
But this has gone beyond the confines of the truth.
离婚再婚也是这个样子。
To divorce or to be remarried, similarly.
啊，现在很多的离婚都是因为个性不合。
A lot of divorces are argued on basis of incompatibility.
然后再婚。
And they get remarried,
因为彼此相爱
because they love one another.
但是真理，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
But it says that rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
哦，所以一个人如果真的做一个真的基督徒
，as a true Christian,
虽然他有爱
，even though he or she may have love,
但是他所做的不会超过道理的范围。
But whatever he or she does. Would never go beyond confines of the truth.
好像婚前的同居跟苟合，现在已经变成正常。
Cohabitation and perhaps sexual intercourse, premarital intercourse, have become quite ordinary today.
啊，但是如果一个人要做真的基督徒
，But as a true Christian, though,
他要知道爱是只喜欢真理。
One must know that love is to be defined by the truth.
啊，就是要照圣经的道理来做。
In other words, we must do things according to the teachings of the Bible.
那又要很大的牺牲。
And again, we have to make rather handsome sacrifices.
所以对现代人来讲
，So to a modern man,
这是一个相当大的挑战。
This is a great challenge indeed.
我要做真基督徒。
I want to be a true Christian.
但是我很难牺牲。
But it is difficult for me to make sacrifices like this.
那这就会有冲突啊。
There is going to be a conflict.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4.
二十节。
Chapter 4 verse 20.
你们学了基督却不是这样。二十一节。
21.
如果你们听过他的道领了他的教学了他的真理。二十二节。
22.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。二十三节。
23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。二十四节。
And 24.
并且穿上新人。这个地方说。
And it said very clearly here.
他说如果我们学的耶稣就应该要有改变。
And if we have so learned Christ, we must experience a change in us.
二十一节特别说。
In verse 21.
我们听过他的道领了他的教训学了他的真理。
And if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
那接下去就讲一种行为上的改变。
And then following that, there's a discussion of the change in one's behavior.
要在行为上的旧人要脱掉。
We must take off the old man.
要在心智上改换一新。
And we must renew in the spirit of our mind.
有神的形象。
So we may have the likeness of God.
因此这个真理就给人一个行为一个最重要一个规范。
Therefore, the truth actually provides us with a set of criteria of our behavior.
如果一个人照道理来做
，if a person does always according to the truth，
他做一个政治家
，and as a politician or statesman，
他不会违背这个原则。
He would not go against such a principle.
如果他做一个生意人
，if he is a businessman，
他不会逃税
，he would not evade taxes，
不会欺骗。
He would not deceive people.
不会为着利益啊，违背圣经的真理。
And he would not go contradictory to the teachings of the Bible because of personal gains and profit.
所以这个道理的原则要持守，我们才是一个真的信徒。
Therefore, the principle of the truth must be held steadfastly to be a true Christian.
但是这个代价常常是很大。
The cost is dear.
我们现在再看约翰福音十三章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John 13,
35节
13 verse 35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。耶稣说
，Jesus said,
要彼此相爱，众人才能够认出我们是他的门徒。
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
所以这个真的信徒应该是在 爱心里面行事。
A true believer must do all things in love.
那这是一个记号。
And this is actually a mark on you.
那这个也是我们要有相当大的牺牲。
Again, we have to make rather substantial sacrifices.
保罗在哥林多前书里面曾说。
And Paul remarked in the First Corinthians.
他说他有很多的自由。
And he claimed that he had all kinds of liberties.
但是为着真理的原则，他把这个自由都放弃了。
But for the sake of the truth, he had given up all these liberties.
也可以说是为着爱的原因呢，他把这个自由都放弃。
Or in other words, he actually forsake all the liberties because of the truth and love.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
第八章十三节。
Chapter 8 instead, chapter 8, verse 13.
所以食物若叫我的弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我的弟兄跌倒。这个保罗在谈到吃东西。
And Paul was talking about eating food.
他本来是自由的。
And he was a free man before.
但是对有一些人来说。
But to some people,
会因为他吃肉跌倒。
May fall because Paul eat.
结果他就说我这样我就不吃了。
And he chose not to eat meat if that may cause someone to fall.
他有自由。
He did have liberty.
但是他用爱心来约束自己的自由。
But he constrained himself with love.
那保罗就是一个真的门徒。
So Paul proved himself to be a true disciple.
那我们在生活当中常常会发现这样的情形。
We quite often see the same things in our lives.
我们可以自由做很多事情。
We are free to do all kinds of things.
但是你一想到一些出信的信徒或者软弱的信徒在我们身旁。
But you may have regard for those who have just believed or who are weaker.
很可能就因为我们的生活形态，我们的做的事情跌倒。
And those people who may fall because of the things you do.
比方说。
For example,
如果一个人经济情况相当好
if a person is well to do,
他可以自由活得非常豪华非常享受的生活
and he certainly can live a rather luxurious life,
但是如果这个人在教会里面是带有领导地位的
but if this person has some kind of leadership role to play in the church,
那么他的生活形态会在教会里面造成一种模范
his mode of life will probably provide an example somehow for other members,
会变成一种影响力
And it could create some kind of impact.
那么虽然过着很豪华、很奢侈的生活是他的自由
，even though it is his own liberty and freedom to live in luxury.
但是为了免得让别人跌倒
，but in order not to to cause other people to fall.
有的人就选择过比较简单的生活。
And some people, even though they are well-to-do, may choose to lead a rather simple life.
他有这个自由。
And he does have this kind of freedom.
但是他放弃这个自由。
But he has forsaken it.
为着要设下一个好的榜样。
For the sole purpose of leaving a good example.
那这个也是一种爱啊。
This is also out of love.
所以真的门徒啊，真的主耶稣的信徒是用爱心在考虑事情。
So a true Christian, a true believer, do things on the basis of love.
那哥林多前书里面啊，保罗谈爱里面当然很多，有一点我们。常常需要自我提醒。
In the first Corinthians, Paul mentioned on many occasions about love.
爱是不计算人的恶，爱是凡事包容。
And love is not to calculate the evils of others, and love constrains all.
如果人跟人之间常常有这种的心
，If we have this kind of concern,
不计算人的恶
，If we do not always count evil against others,
又能够凡事包容。
And always are tolerate and patient.
我们人就能够非常的和睦相处。
Then we can create or help create harmony.
好像主耶稣对我们。
Very much like what Jesus did to us.
他不计算我们的恶。
And he calculates not.
又能够包容
against us.
又能够包容我们的软弱。
And he tolerate all our weaknesses.
所以我们才能够跟主和睦。
We can therefore maintain harmony with him.
好像父母对子女。
Children and parents.
常常子女是无知的。
The same. Quite often, children are ignorant.
所以父母对子女常常会不计算他的恶，又能够包容。
So the parents are often tolerant for their children.
因此这样父母跟子女的关系一生都能够保持得住。
So the relationship between the father or the parent and child could be a smooth and harmonious one.
所以很多的人跟人间不能够和睦相处，就是因为计算人的恶，又不容易包容别人的软弱。
This harmony quite often is a result of the inability to tolerate other people.
啊，因此这个样子就没有办法和睦。
Therefore, this harmony prevails.
所以耶稣说要真的做我的门徒。
Jesus therefore said that to be a true disciple of mine,
要彼此相爱。
You must learn to love one another.
这也是要很大的代价。
Again, this is quite costly.
我们再看马太福音第十章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
第十章的三十七节。
Chapter 10, verse 37.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。三十八节。
38.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。三十九节。
39.
得着生命的将要丧失生命，为我丧失生命将要得着生命。耶稣这里是用负面在讲。
And Jesus used quite a few negatives here to describe the situation.
如果要用正面来讲。
But if he chose to make it make positive statement,
就是如果要做神的门徒，要爱耶稣过于爱自己的家人。
What he wanted to say was, you have to love me more than loving your own family members in order to be my disciple.
不是不要爱家人。
It is not true that we should not love our family members.
是要爱耶稣超过我们的家人。
But what is important is to love Jesus more.
因为耶稣爱我们超过我们家人爱我。
Because Jesus loved more. Than our parents or our family members.
要做真的门徒，要爱耶稣超过我们的家人。
To be a true disciple of Jesus, we must love him more than our family members.
特别当这个两个有冲突的时候。
Particularly when there is a conflict.
爱神跟爱家人有冲突的时候。
Between loving God and loving man.
那这个常常要做一个选择了。
And you have to make a choice there.
那下面说。
And what follows is.
要背着十字架来跟从主，才能够做门徒。
We must also follow, carry our own cross in order to become his disciple.
这个十字架是一种受苦的记号。
And to bear a cross is to bear pain.
就是天天愿意为着信仰来受苦，这样才能够做门徒。
What it means is that we are willing and prepared to suffer for the sake of the truth, so we can be called a disciple.
信耶稣不一定要受苦。
To believe in Jesus does not really mean that we have to suffer.
但是需要有受苦的决心。
But we have to have such a determination to suffer for him.
如果没有受苦的决心，
if we do not have that,
没有受苦的准备，
if we are not prepared for suffering for him,
有一天我们真的受苦了，就跌倒了。
One day, when suffering is upon us, we fall unprepared.
所以我们有一个决心在那里。
Therefore, it is important to have a determination first.
我要背着十字架跟耶稣。
I must carry and take the cross with me and follow Jesus.
甚至愿意为着耶稣把生命被定也没有关系。
And I am willing and prepared to have myself crucified for the sake of our Lord Jesus.
任何代价我都愿意付。
And I am prepared to pay all costs.
因为耶稣已经为我付出一切。
For Jesus has already paid all for me.
那么有了这种决心，我们就真的能够做耶稣的门徒。
With this kind of resolution, we can become a true disciple of Jesus.
那么这么大的代价得到什么？
But we are paying such a dear cost. What can we gain?
39节耶稣说，
In verse 39, Jesus said,
你如果得着生命，你就要丧失生命。
He that findeth his life shall lose it.
为着保存肉体的生命，不愿意背十字架，就要损失灵性的生命。
For those people who care only about themselves to preserve their own life will eventually lose it.
但是为着要为着主耶稣丧失肉体生命的，将来要得到属灵的永生。
And Jesus said further, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it.
这里讲得着就是指的永生。
Shall find it. It refers to eternal life.
所以将来神要给我们代价是非常的大。
So the reward is going to be also very generous.
我们再看最后一点，真正门徒耶稣
说。And finally, the last one I'd like to discuss for you to be a true disciple of Jesus is this.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let us turn to John chapter 15.
福音十五章的第八节。
John chapter 15 verse 8.
你们若多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒。耶稣说，
Jesus made it clear.
我们如果多结果子，让神得到荣耀，就是真的门徒。
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, So shall ye be my disciples.
所谓多结果子就是在生活上有改变。
To bear much fruit means that we experience transformation and changes in our lives.
那果子的目的就是要给别人得到益处。
A fruit is there for the benefit of another.
所以生活上有改变能够让周围的人得到好处。
If you are able to change yourselves so that you can bring benefit to people around you,
那天上的神就得到荣耀。
Then the Father in heaven will thus be glorified.
那我们就真的是耶稣的门徒。
And so shall we be his disciples.
所以这个真正的信徒是一个能够在生活中荣耀神的人。
So a true disciple is one who can glorify God always.
因为他的生活有改变。
Because he has changed his own life.
这样看起来，要在真教会里面做真的信徒，需要相当大的努力。
Now from the above discussion, we have to really strive hard to become a true believer in the true church.
第一个。
First of all,
他要坚守真理的原则。
We must insist upon the principles of the truth.
来做人做事。
In whatever thing we do.
甚至愿意牺牲。
And be prepared to make sacrifices.
第二个，愿意用原则。
We must be prepared and willing to live our lives on the basis of principles of love.
第三个，
and thirdly,
愿意为主耶稣。
Be willing and prepared to make whatever sacrifices for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. And fourthly,
在生活上有改变。
We must change our lives, every day.
能够荣耀天上的神。
So that we can bring glory to Father on high.
那有这个四个不断的在进步，我们就是真的门徒。
If we're able to make progress in all these four regards, we can claim to be a true believer.
那在真教会里面，我们有这些真的门徒。
We have true believers in the true church.
这个真教会一定会大大的复兴跟荣耀。
And if this is the case, the church will become very prosperous.
所以这是我们每一个人需要努力的。
So this is an effort which must be done on the the part of every single one of us.
我们进入真教会，在这里努力做一个真的信徒。
And we have entered into the true church, and let us strive to become and remain a true believer.